Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 245 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for October 31st is, what do you do as your career, your profession, or activities? Who are you? Do you find your value in what you do or in who you are? How can you enjoy your career and the activities you are involved in without letting your value come from them? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking peace and fulfillment. What we do matters. Each of our pairs of fundamentals of success has an action fundamental for a reason. But the question is, does what we do override who we are? The world tells us that who we are is a result of what we do. As a result, we often have what Dr. Jim Lehrer, in his book, The Only Way to Win, calls the achievement disillusionment. And that achievement disillusionment that we buy into sometimes tempts us with four big promises. The first big promise is that great achievements can bring lasting happiness and fulfillment. The second big promise is that great achievements lead to stable self-esteem. The third big promise is that great achievements build strong character. And the fourth big promise is that great achievements define the foundation for a successful life. But the problem is, these four big promises are not true. They will fail us every time in the grand scheme of things. The fact of the matter is, there is nothing we can do to change the value of our life. But there's also nothing we can change about who we are that will change our value. We are all born with the value and dignity of human life. Even becoming a better version of ourselves does not increase our value, but it does help us fulfill our unique purpose that we were created for, and it helps us enhance the experience of the people we work with. So the first thing we need to understand is that we have everything we need for happiness and fulfillment, for stable self-esteem, for strong character, to define the foundation for a successful life, already inside of us. When we start looking for things on the outside of us to give us those things, we're trying to work with the wrong formula. The correct formula is an inside-out formula, where we already have the capacity inside of us to experience happiness and fulfillment, to have stable self-esteem and strong character. We just have to remove all the baggage and the barriers that keep those things covered. And the second important point is that those things we were born with inside of us were never meant to promote ourselves. They were intended to be given away. Jay Billis, who played college basketball at Duke University and now works as a sports commentator, wrote a book called Toughness. And it's not about being physically tough, but being mentally tough and character tough. And one of the characteristics he talks about to help make us tough is the ability to work hard. But he said when he played basketball in college, he had it all wrong. He thought the point of working hard in practice was so that the games would be easier for him. But he eventually found out the purpose of working hard was not to make it easier for him during the games. It was to increase his capacity to be productive for his team. And this is true of working to become a better version of ourselves each day. It's not necessarily to make our lives easier. It's to help us reach our full potential and increase our capacity to make a difference in the lives of others. So how about you? Do you find your value in what you do or in who you are? How can you enjoy your career and the activities you are involved in without letting your value come from them? It's important to find things to do for our work, our career, our activities that we enjoy and are passionate about. not just so that life is fun and easier, but rather so that we can increase our capacity to produce value to the world. And don't forget that the world makes empty promises that our achievements will give us value. But our achievements and our performances that we want to boost our ego, our reputation, our status, do not give us value. It's the actions of giving away our gifts and abilities for the benefit of others that are the most important. It is through this reverse economy that we are able to seek peace and fulfillment on our way to reaching our full potential. And on the way, we will increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.